1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Morning Primetime Newsmaker today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this snowy Wednesday morning. 17 degrees, a wind chill out there of 2 degrees above zero. And of course, no school today. That includes Emporia State, Flint Hills Tech College, no school in and around the entire KVOE listening area. No school today due to the snowfall, where we're at just over 3 inches here at the KVOE studios. And we're pleased to be joined this morning on our Primetime Newsmaker. We certainly thank Matt Walters, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, taking a few minutes out of his busy schedule to join us here this morning. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, and I hope everybody is staying warm this morning.
Warm.
Doing our best.
Yeah, there's another aspect of this, Matt, and that's the cold weather that will be with us here the next few days, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're expecting to see some pretty low wind chills through tomorrow morning with a north wind, and you know, we're still very much in the middle of winter, and we'll have to be dealing with this for a little while longer.
So what about the snowfall? As I mentioned, we're just above 3 inches here at the studio. What have we been seeing in east central Kansas here this morning?
I think that's pretty typical of the reports that we've gotten up here around Topeka. We've had about 2.5 to 3 inches, and the reports that we're starting to get in from our cooperative observers are anywhere from 2 to 3.5 inches so far. So that seems pretty representative. Radar is showing the snow kind of lightening up across Lyon County and parts of east central Kansas, but there's some more bands of snow down towards Hutchinson and Wichita that's expected to move up into there, and so we'll continue to see periods of snow through the morning today.
You know, Matt, one of the things that we've been talking about in addition to just the accumulation totals is the possible impacts on driving here across the area and really across the state. Have you had many reports of low visibility on major highways or anything with the snowfall the way that's been falling here the last few hours?
You know, the visibilities haven't been too bad. If you think back to the winter storm that we had in early January and then the blizzard, I mean, like a legitimate blizzard with visibilities of a quarter mile or less. And today, a lot of the observations coming in today are a mile to 2 miles. And so the visibilities aren't bad. And that's mainly because the winds aren't terribly bad. We're seeing winds generally from the north at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. And that's a quite a bit better improvement in terms of the visibility and the lighter winds than what we experienced with the last winter storm.
As I mentioned, when we rolled in here about 3:15, 3:20 this morning, the snow was fairly heavy at that time, but it's been kind of a lighter nature really since. Has that kind of been what you've been seeing, Matt, that we really haven't had a lot of heavy snowfall so far?
Yeah, and the radar is kind of showing that the intensity of the snowfall has been light to moderate for the most part. And, you know, as we get deeper into the morning, the system is going to, you know, pull some more dry air in from the north with those north winds. And so the chances for the heavy snow with really low visibilities and stuff seem to be pushing off more towards southern Missouri and towards the St. Louis area for later in the day. So we anticipate, you know, periods of light to moderate snow through the morning, and then that should taper off to maybe some flurries by early afternoon.
Matt, when it comes to the snowfall that we're seeing, this very light kind of less heavy snowfall, does that make it a lot easier for crews to kind of go out and really clear them, and does it really lead to less impacts long term for travel?
You know, that's a good question. You know, just speaking from my own personal experience, this snow is a dry snow. I mean, there isn't a lot of, it isn't that heavy, slushy snow that you sometimes get. And so it's a little easier to push off and move off to the side in that respect. And in terms of treatments, you know, the products that they have available now to melt the snow and stuff, I think, you know, all of that works generally well. But, you know, if we can get the sun to come out tomorrow, that would really help improve the road conditions.
All right, so all things told, in pretty good shape for the most part. As Matt mentioned, this should be tapering off to, afternoon to possibly just some flurries here this afternoon. But please give yourself some extra time to get to where you're going. Plus 3 inches, certainly nothing to scoff at out there. There are some slick conditions that travelers will have to deal with. Well, once we get through this, Matt, what is in store for us this weekend, say Saturday?
Yeah, we have another frontal system that's forecast to move through early Saturday morning, and with that comes some chances for precipitation. Right now for east central Kansas, we're looking at about a 50% chance for rain changing over to snow, and this one's a little bit different in that the cold air doesn't come until it starts to precipitate. So as the front moves through Saturday morning, the temperatures drop and any precipitation should start out as rain. And then as those temperatures drop, maybe fall below freezing and switch the precipitation over to snow. Right now, our forecast has maybe around an inch of additional snow on the day Saturday. But again, that's contingent upon when the front moves through, how quickly the precipitation starts, how long it lasts after the front moves through. And so there's still some variables that we're looking at monitoring for that system. And then looking out into the middle of next week, it looks like we get another Arctic blast, unfortunately, and looking at high temperatures next Tuesday and Wednesday in the teens. And so We are still in the middle of winter and dealing with this type of weather.
Well, Matt, with that in mind, we saw this, of course, back in January, that first winter burst that really came through the area. We've been hearing from you and a lot of people that this is definitely a far cry from that. But with this additional winter weather that's coming through here over the next week or so, could we start to see conditions similar to that? Or do you think it's still a far cry from what we saw at the start of the month last year?
Yeah, we're not really anticipating a winter storm capable of those snow totals. And really, the early January system was kind of an interesting setup because we had, 10 to 12 inches of snow, and then after that we had like 4 or 5 days of really cold weather. And so that kind of helped it just turn into a glacier, if you will. And so we took, a good 2 weeks to get rid of all that snow. I don't anticipate that being the case today. We should see some snow tomorrow. We should see some sunshine tomorrow, which will be a pleasant change. And snow amounts of, around 5 inches when everything is said and done shouldn't take quite as long. And in addition to the dry nature of the snow, hopefully that helps it to kind of melt away quicker. So we're not expecting 3 weeks of, snow on the ground and stuff like that this time.
Well, that's good to hear. That's comforting. Comforting words from meteorologist Matt Walters here this morning. I guess we're just going to have to deal with a little more snow here and then just some bone-chilling temperatures today and specifically tonight, right?
Yeah. If you're heading out Thursday morning, make sure you bundle up and cover, hats, gloves, and trying to minimize the exposure of your skin to the cold temperatures. Wind chills around -5 to -10 in the morning Thursday when you're heading out for work and school.
Well, Matt, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. I hope you guys have a great day.
Oh, you too. Thanks, Matt. National Weather Service meteorologist Matt Walters joining us this morning on our Primetime Newsmaker.
Yeah, appreciate that update from Matt. Good to know that things have definitely shaped out a little better than we maybe were expecting heading into the winter storm. But still make sure you take time and be cautious out there on the roadways. I do want to let you know that tomorrow during our primetime news, make